Chapter 33. Bright Night 37 of Year 3876. The memory of Murnaka moves him so much he has to deactivate the archive. Granulf emerges from the past. How could he have forgotten her? He cannot imagine that the long sleep would have such effects. And what happened to her? He jerks upright. The system knows everything. If Murnaka is on board, it will answer his question in a moment. Granulf leans forward and starts typing, but then he stops. Should he really check? And what if he finds Murnaka in a sleeping chamber marked red, and she only consists of slime and putrefaction? Right now, he still has hope of seeing her again. He must not be weak. Murnaka could be a great help. He trusts her, and he knows her abilities. It is a sensible choice to have the system look for her. Granulf enters her description and waits in suspense. Error, the system reports. Granulf's stomach rumbles angrily. He goes over the messages. The search routine obviously cannot handle the large number of defective sleeping chambers, as the knowledge scientist did not anticipate such a status. However, he can have the system display lists of names sorted by the first syllable. Granulf enters the symbol for Myr. The secondary lists still contain more than 100 entries. He patiently reads through them until he reaches Murnak. His heart is beating faster. Murnaka's father is in one of the sleeping chambers. Granulf calls up all the details. Everything appears red. Murnak has been dead for many cycles. If the system had only awakened him earlier, now he will never be able to fight against Murnaka's father. What about his daughter? Granulf scrolls and scrolls, but her name is missing. He leans back. Either the system is defective, which he does not believe, or Murnaka never made it to one of the sleeping capsules. He feels his eyelids drooping with sorrow. If there were only remnants in a capsule he could say farewell to, what happened to her? He digs through his memory but remembers only what he saw in the archive recordings. He definitely has to carry on. Granulf listens, but the shelter building remains quiet. He activates the camera. Adam and Eve seem to be still asleep. Marchenko, on the other hand, has changed significantly. The abilities of this machine are amazing. Granulf reactivates the sonar transmission, and once again, drifts into the past.